Some voters relish the task of picking the next potential president. Matt McCormick isn't one of them.
I actually have not really paid much attention to this point.
We spoke to McCormick right before Christmas. His strategy is nothing if not pragmatic. In his division of labor, it's Iowa's job to lighten his load.
I kind of let him wean out the field a little bit before I actually start paying attention, because people drop out of it and other people figure it out a little bit more before it gets to us in New Hampshire.
That view is in sharp contrast to how candidate John Huntsman sees it. The former Utah governor has sidestepped Iowa and staked everything on doing well here. Asked at a campaign stop today if he will be watching Iowa, Huntsman was dismissive.
Well, obviously, look at the results, and we'll remember them for about 7 hours, and then people will be focused on New Hampshire.
They might be focused on New Hampshire, but if historic trends are any guide, they will be assessing Iowa to glean one important piece of information.
After Iowa, we have a very key marker of electability.
Dante Scala is a political scientist at the University of New Hampshire. Scala says a good slug of voters are like Matt McCormick. For them, who wins Iowa is less important than who's left standing, or at least emerges relatively undamaged. In Scala's view, Huntsman has a great deal riding on Iowa, because any hopes for victory hinge on Mitt Romney getting a drubbing in the Hawkeye state.
And lots of doubts are raised about the viability of Romney as the nominee of the party. And so moderate, somewhat conservative voters in New Hampshire might give John Huntsman a look as an alternative to Mitt Romney.
Tonight's caucuses could affect a very different part of the electorate. The results could fuse the most socially conservative citizens into a more unified voting bloc. Over the past month, they've been wooed by a number of candidates. Now, Scala says, Iowa conservatives might deliver a useful verdict for their New Hampshire counterparts.
They've had slim pickings all year, looking for someone to the right of Mitt Romney who could be their champion. And Perry's not coming here. Bachman's not coming here. Gingrich may be looking like someone who doesn't have legs. Who's left? Rick Santorum.
A huge piece of the puzzle has to do with expectations. If the polls mean anything, Mitt Romney and Texas Congressman Ron Paul ought to do well tonight. If they don't, then Iowa will have thrown all the cards up in the air. Rather than winnowing the field, it will leave it more open than ever. For NHPR News, I'm John Greenberg.